This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you guys know I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, one of the most fantastic cities in the country. And I've been to amazing places. We are in Boston and New York and all that. You guys all rock, but I love living in Vegas. And our governor spoke yesterday, and he did a much better job this time around than last time. Remember I said he really didn't engage us and all that? Well, somebody gave him a memo, and, you know, he got up there, and, you know, he got our attention, and he said, I get it. I know this is hard. You know, even though we're going to extend the order till May 15th, we could reopen it sooner. You know, he gave more, you know, he sounded a little bit more human this time around. And so it was, I have to say, much better speech. Got to give him that. Until, all right, he throws this out. Okay. Salon's still closed. Gym's still closed. Can't be doing haircuts on the curbside. That's not happening. But you guys can play pickleball. Now, okay, I'm not the biggest athlete. I've played racquetball. I've run track. Played some volleyball. I love football. Never heard of pickleball. I mean, I thought I heard a version of it back in college. And that was kind of what the bad girls played. And so I was like, no, I stayed away from pickles. I just didn't think I would be able to get through school if I immersed myself around pickles. So when I heard that he allowed us to play pickleball, I was like, wow, that must be something that the strip clubs are endorsing. And no, it's not. It's a game. I don't know if you guys have seen these. But we have a lot of parks in Las Vegas, Nevada. I know everybody thinks it's just lights and casinos and boobies. It's not. We have gorgeous parks and we have gorgeous trails and things like that. But there's these tennis courts that are tiny. And so you walk by the tennis court and you go, okay, I got some, I apologize. So you walk by the tennis court and you go, this is a small tennis court. You're like, well, you know, real estate's getting expensive in Las Vegas, so that's what's going on. So, you know, it's just because of small real estate. But then you're like, but wait a sec, because if I hit a tennis ball, it's always going to go over. Apparently, those aren't tennis courts. Those are pickleball courts. I guess it's not a pickle. It's I gotta get one of these paddles because it's a paddle that I remember when we used to get hit with paddles as kids. This paddle looks like it would really, you know, bruise the hell out of you. And I guess the ball is bigger. Pickleball is a cross between ping pong, badminton, and tennis. And it's called pickleball. Not the sexiest sounding game, not, you know, the most, you know, testosterone-y brawny. But so anyway, so our governor, and I apologize, that's in my eye, the governor said that we could play pickleball. He also, when he discussed us opening up, marijuana was one of the first industries he mentioned, and marijuana can now do curbside cannabis. Curbside cannabis, just like restaurants. Now, the marijuana industry is a favorite child. The marijuana industry is, you know how parents have a favorite child? I don't. I have two boys. I love them to death. But most families have a parent child. I have a favorite child. I wasn't. I know I wasn't, and it's okay. You know, and most kids realize when they're not. But it's okay. It's okay. And the marijuana industry has seemed to been kind of kitten gloved, which is really good strategy for a lot of us that want our businesses to reopen. Just sell pot. But apparently, I think we made like $37 million in Nevada on marijuana. And so when he's talking about how we still aren't at, you know, phase one and we still can't reopen and we got to wait for cosmetology boards and these other boards, and I guess he has a panel called LEAP, and you can hear people say, can we tell them to go take a LEAP? But apparently there's this LEAP panel that's going to decide who gets to open or not. But marijuana, you're open. Cannabis dispensaries, you are open. Why? Because there's that demand. There's that money coming in. You know, the last time I saw a curbside, you know, marijuana drop-off, I witnessed a lot of drug deals when I was, you know, walking to the bus stop, you know, growing up. I remember there was this van stopped in the middle of the road, so it caught my eye going, why is the van stopped in the middle of the road, in the center of the road? You know, and then somebody drove up the other way. They got out of the car, gave something to the van, got back in the car, and then they looked at me, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to get shot. I just saw another drug deal. And I remember somebody came up to me, and they offered me, I was really little, they offered me this white powder. And they go, you know, it's really yummy. And I go, oh, it looks like sugar. And they go, yeah, but there was a razor blade in there. They go, try some. I was like, nah, that looks kind of, it'll look like it'll cut my nose. And I think they just looked at me thinking I was so stupid that they walked away. But now in Vegas, you are going to see curbside marijuana. I mean, you'll just drive up, hand the money, get the marijuana. It's something that I would really, that I'd like to see on TikTok. That's pretty cool. So, you have a lot of us in Nevada kind of grumpy. Bunch of people are just heading to Utah this weekend, right? I mean, you know, whatever's open, wherever you could go and get some normalcy. But it's just frustrating to me that, I mean, you know, the next few weeks is going to be pickleball and marijuana. And maybe that's a nice way to vacay. You know, maybe you smoke some marijuana with some weed and play with your pickleball or whatever, I guess. Oh, by the way, that is, okay, one of you guys had asked a while back, what do you call your genitalia or call genitalia in terms of kids? So I'll talk about that. In fact, I am writing an article on what, you know, what words, because, you know, sometimes we'll go with wee-wee or a lily or things like that, and kids get very, very confused, and all of a sudden they're 40 years old, and, you know, they go to the doctor and they go, I have an issue with my wee-wee or my lily, and the doctor's like, what are you talking about? So we'll talk about that also on, you know, how to discuss your, you know, not your genitalia, but genitalia. But anyway, pickle is a good word. I remember hearing that term a lot in the 80s. People would talk about their pickle. Now, I deli is one of my favorite foods, so I loved, like, pickles. In California, there'd be this place called Saul's or Solly's, and they would have pickles on the table. You'd just be eating pickles. So I was like, I want a pickle. I love pickles. And, you know, my parents were like, that's not the right pickle. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Sally.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So Joe Biden has publicly responded for the first time to the sexual assault allegation made against him by Tara Reid. Tara Reid was a former Senate staffer. And he made a very, very lengthy statement. I'm not going to read the whole thing. But he said that I want to address allegations by a former staffer that I engaged in misconduct 27 years ago. He had said this on MSNBC, it's Morning Joe. He said they aren't true. This never happened. He says she has said she raised some of these issues with her supervisor and senior staffers from my office at the time. They, both men and a woman, have said unequivocally that she never came to them and complained or raised issues. News organizations that have talked with literally dozens of former staffers have not found one, not one, who corroborated her allegations in any way. He goes, indeed, many of them spoke to the culture of an office that would not have tolerated harassment in any way, as indeed I would not have. He says there is a clear critical part of the story that can be verified. He said the former staffer said she filed a complaint back in 1993, but she does not have any record of this alleged complaint. The papers from my Senate years that I've donated to the University of Delaware do not contain personnel files. It is the practice of senators to establish a library of personal papers that document their public records, speeches, policy proposals, positions taken, and writing of bills. So, from what I understand, he is not going to release any of his personal documents because he continues to be in, quote, public life. He also claimed that records of any complaint would not be there. So he says, summing this up, I don't know why she's saying this. He also rejected the idea of releasing any records now held by the University of Delaware related to Reed, or even authorizing a search for Tara Reed's name in the University of Delaware's records. So Micah Brzezinski, who was the host, he said, look, Micah, she said she filed a report. She has her employment records still. She said she filed a report with the only office that would have had the report in the United States Senate at the time. If the report was ever filed, it would be there, period. So, this is interesting. All right. We had a horrible time in our American history when we saw what happened with Brett Kavanaugh, where he was raked through the coals, vilified, accused of an ungodly amount of things. Some of you think he was guilty, some of you don't. When the trial was going on, again, no evidence, no hearsay, they were really, really drunk and they brought me upstairs, but then, they closed the door and they shut the light and they, it was hard to hear a rape. For any of us that have been assaulted, it was very, very difficult to listen to. But then it was also difficult to hear the back and forth of, are they lying? Is this a political play? Why didn't the FBI uncover this investigations ago? And the Democrats at the time came up with this mantra of believe all women. And, we talked about this. A lot of women who have been assaulted, myself included, keep quiet. We just don't want to be re-traumatized. We just, we're in shock. We blame ourselves. I blame myself. I was like, well, it's my fault. It's my fault it happened. You do that. Don't ask, because you're young and you're stupid and you feel like you don't realize that you're a victim. A lot of people don't realize they're a victim because they talk themselves out of it. And I was dumb and stupid. I was young, But I made that decision. And, for me to come out later and say, oh, this person, it doesn't make sense for me to ruin someone's life now, especially if I don't believe they're a threat. And it's something that I've kind of grappled with, but I had made that decision, to not say anything. And I'm not saying people should, people should, if they were assaulted, come out. But it brought up a lot of debate on how do you then verify, So with the Me Too era that it spawned, with Harvey Weinstein and all the other stuff, women became empowered going, look, it's okay if I bring it up now. It's okay. I wasn't dumb. It wasn't my fault. And you start to, realize that you're not the only one. And so the Me Too movement had a lot of positivity with that. Unfortunately, there was a lot of people that took advantage, like that one lady getting arrested saying, he assaulted me, And meanwhile, on camera, you didn't see any of that happen. So unfortunately, when somebody claims something that didn't happen, it puts our movement back decades. So the Democrats set a standard of believe all women. And that had to do with allegations directed towards Trump, Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. So then people are asking, well, then what about the believe all women when it comes to Joe Biden? So Brzezinski asked him, and he said, look, women are to be believed, given the benefit of the doubt. If they come forward and say that something happened to them, they should start off with the presumption they're telling the truth. Then you have to look at the circumstances and the facts. And the facts of this case do not exist. They never happened. And there are so many inconsistencies in what has been said in this case. So yes, look at the facts. And I can assure you, it did not happen, period. So, so are we believing all women, or are we believing all women temporarily? Personally, I think that is a dangerous, you know, stance to take. Say, whatever they say, believe them to get the benefit of the doubt. Because now you're violating the Constitution. That means anybody could accuse anybody. And if it comes from a woman, it has to be taken as gold. If it comes from a man, it's not to be believed. You can't do that. You can't do that. You know, however, you know, there's not a lot of, you know, reasons for somebody to come out and put themselves on the line like this and get death threats. You know, I mean, even, oh, I forget her name, the one that, you know, accused Brett Kavanaugh. I mean, you know, it does take a lot of guts to go out there and put your life on the line, because people threaten and do bad things to accusers and you know, be in public and, you know, become vilified themselves, not to mention if they were assaulted, having to relive that. And so there, you know, if somebody does say, look, you know, something happened, you know, I do agree that we do have to bend an ear, you know, what happened. But if there's inconsistencies in the story, like we saw with Brett Kavanaugh's case, and who knows what's going on with Joe Biden's case, you know, I mean, everybody does have their day in court. Okay, you know, our Constitution protects us, and in America, we are supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. But when it comes to sexual harassment or sexual assault, no. Not only are you guilty without any chance to prove your innocence, but you are also already, you know, trialed and already judged and already punished. So we've had people lose their jobs for accusations, and they had no way to protect themselves. And if it's he said, she said, when it comes to sexual assault, she said may win. Now, in some cases, that's great. In some cases, other cases, it's not. So now we have somebody who, you know, and what proof do they have? Well, there's supposed to be a Larry King video where the mother of her had brought it up. But again, nobody mentioned the senator. You know, and so people are, you know, go, you know, trying to put the two together with that. So, we're about to see a whole nother sort of, tumultuous, chaotic scene with how do you address assault that happened decades ago when it involves somebody in politics? You know, and I'm for having a very consistent process. Okay? All right? You can't treat a Democrat differently from a Republican. All right? And I think everybody's innocent until proven guilty. If there isn't, you know, an easy way to provide evidence, there are ways, you know, to pick up inconsistencies or not. Now, mind you, you know, you don't remember things from 20, 30 years ago. You know, you'll fill in the blanks. But, you know, if somebody asked me all the details, I don't remember every single detail. So it's one of those things where the Me Too movement is encouraging to not wait 20, 30 years. If it happens, you should hopefully have a means and protection to say something or do something. But we still aren't there yet. We still haven't had that progress where you can. And especially in the 90s when this apparently happened, you know, it was not the time, and that's kind of when mine happened. It really wasn't a sort of landscape where you felt like you could not have any repercussions. And that's not saying it definitely happened, but that's where we're at. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is signing an executive order on Friday barring U.S. purchases of certain foreign-produced power equipment, a move that is meant to reduce national security risks to the electricity system. The order prohibits any bulk power system transactions in which a foreign country or national has an interest that poses an unacceptable risk to national security. Former Vice President Joe Biden is denying an allegation that he sexually assaulted a former member of his Senate staff during the 1990s. Speaking on MSNBC, Biden says,
"At the end of the day, it has to be looked at. These claims are not true."
During that interview, the presumptive Democratic nominee repeatedly rejected calls to open his archive at the University of Delaware in the wake of Tara Reid's accusations of sexual assault. Friday's interview was the first time Biden addressed the allegations. You're listening to USA Radio News. NASA and SpaceX are previewing their first all-American crewed mission to the International Space Station for the first time in nearly a decade. NASA retired its space shuttle fleet in July of 2011, leaving the agency without a U.S. rocket or spaceship to fly people. NASA Administrator Jim Brandenstein gives an update on the status of the mission.
We are going to launch American astronauts on American rockets from American soil. We're going to do it here in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. And I'm going to tell you that this is a high priority mission for the United States of America.
As stay-at-home orders are expiring today, Florida is also announcing they're going to be opening their state parks on Monday. Governor Ron DeSantis says it will be good for all residents who have been cooped up inside their home for weeks. DeSantis ordered all 175 state parks closed on the 23rd of March. Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back some. All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to take your calls, your questions, your comments in a little bit. But I do have a question to pose to you guys. If your employer sends you a letter today or next week, as shutdown restrictions start to ease up, depending on where you guys are, Florida has eased up restrictions, Georgia, I know people in Utah, a lot of them are back to work, not sure when things are going to change in Arizona, in Nevada, things might open up before May 15th, but right now the lockdown order is still in place for May 15th, except for, you know, curbside food and curbside services and retail and, of course, curbside marijuana. So if you did get that letter or that call saying you could go back to work, would you? 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, because rumor has it, we talked about this before, a lot of people do not want to go back. A couple reasons, okay? On one end, their unemployment is kind of cush. That extra $600 a week plus their normal benefits, a lot of them are making more money than they'd make going back to work. Number two, when my governor, Governor Sisolak, said, look, guys, you know, even if we reopen salons or restaurants, it is not going to be like the way it was before. All right. There's going to be a new normal. We're all thinking less tips. Right? I mean, when I waited tables, I, you know, moved like lightning. I had about 5-6 tables going. You know, I would, you know, turn them over, you know, not super quick. I wanted them to enjoy their meal. But, I mean, I wouldn't make them wait 30 minutes for their food because, again, if you turned them over, you got more tips. So, I mean, it was like lightning speed. Same thing with drinks. You know, I mean, serve them their drink, you know, clean up, give them more, give them their tab, and you get tipped. So many people, and again, understandably so, from an employee standpoint, you go back and it's going to be one or two clients or one or two customers an hour at a table. Maybe you can only seat a four top per hour. You're going to make way less money. The other issue that we're hearing is you have some employees who are still so panicked and traumatized by all these images of body bags and people dying in the hallways and things like that, that they're like, I'm not going back to work. People are dying. So you have people out there scared to go back to work. They're like, why would I go back to work? Just because Governor Sisolak or Governor Polis or Newsom or, you know, Cuomo says, all right, guys, you know what? Now I think it's safe to go back. I don't trust them. So, you know, if you are a business owner and an employer, you don't know what to do. So one thing that is supposed to be the light at the end of the tunnel is things are going to start easing up in the summer. Coronavirus is going to start to wax and wane. You know, hopefully we'll have a vaccine by the end of the summer, which is being overly optimistic. I got a report here that we might not have a vaccine until the year 2036. How old am I going to be in 2036? 2036? I haven't even read that report. When I saw that headline, I'm like, okay, I just, I'll need a drink first before I read that one. But we did get a report that the coronavirus pandemic is going to be with us at least 2 years. 2 years. Now, they've been telling us we're going to have a resurgence in the fall. Be prepared for a fall resurgence. And so you have some business owners and employees going, look, open up. Let us make whatever money we can. Build up our hours. Because then when you go on unemployment, it's going to be a little bit more. So you have some people going, okay, you know what? It's going to be like the 7 good years, 7 bad years. We have the good months. Let's just knock it out and then save some money up. Or, you know, hopefully our unemployment will have better benefits because we put in more hours. You have other people going, well, wait a second. You know what? It's not worth it. It's not worth getting sick. If I could get unemployment for at least a year, possibly extended, my kids are home, daycares are closed, schools are closed, you know what? I'll ride it out. So we want to not so much reopen the economy. We want to not so much get exposed to coronavirus. We want to live a life that has kind of gotten taken from us. Now, for me, I've, you know, made lemonades out of lemon. In case you lemons make lemonade. I spent a lot of good time with my kids. I saw a lot of patients. I, you know, hopefully helped a lot of people online. You know, I done a lot of media. And so, you know, it hasn't been lost time for me. But when you look at your kids, and you look at them losing prom, losing graduation, losing dating, not being able to hang out with their friends, you know, and, you know, get their curbside cannabis. You go, okay, now wait a second. You know, at what point do we stop living? You know, I mean, for us that are middle age, we're like, all right, a few months here, a few months there, you know, fine. But to kids, these are big, you have very little youth to your time. And there are things that you need to be doing in the fifth grade, in the seventh grade, in the 12th grade. I mean, part of growing up is having your period, you know, wearing your white, you know, 1980s jeans in front of everybody. I mean, I'm not saying I want kids to deal with that, but boy, did that teach me something. But if I was on lockdown and I just had my period and my pajamas, I wouldn't have been prepared for when I would be, you know, on, you know, my 36-hour shifts in the hospital and then having an accident. I mean, we go through a training. You have to live life, not to mention your immune system. Your immune system needs to be around other people. I mean, you know, luckily in my family, we have cats and dogs that lick. One of my cats is starting to drool. We got this old cat, and she now walks around with spit. And I'm wiping it. She's not rabies. She's got a rabies shot. It's not rabies. She's a healthy cat. But, I mean, you know, she just, you know, and so she basically drips saliva on the kid's bed. So at least they're being exposed to some germs. But at some point, we need to say, look, guys, you know, we need to live. We need to make commerce. We need to go to college. We need to go to school. We need to build a savings. We need to go on vacation. I mean, so my kids have not seen grandma or my husband's father, grandpa, now for about 6-7 weeks. Now, I know a lot of parents are like, shh, let sleeping dogs lie. But, you know, I have to say it. I know, jokes aside, you know, how much longer is grandma and grandpa going to be alive? You know, one of my friend's dads, who I love so dearly, I have not been able to see for 2 months, and he's in hospice. Okay, I don't want him to leave without me getting to see him again. And here we are. Well, we're going to have this for 2 years, and we're going to have to social distance, and you're not going to be able to go into nursing homes. And yeah, I'm a doctor, so I know I could, but again, I don't want to expose them. But the average person wants to see grandma and grandpa. The average person wants to date. I mean, I don't know what the heck's happening on Tinder, but it's a part of life. So, you know, we're being told now that this dilemma is going to last about 2 years. And, you know, maybe in a blink of an eye, in a lifetime, 2 years isn't much. You know, but do we really have to be this paranoid? If Walmart and banks and medical cannabis shops can operate and have operated with masks, you know, then why can't schools operate? Or why can't, you know, medical students go back and learn and help? And, you know, why can't, you know, we go to a restaurant? It's just, you know, there's some, it sounds like people are making the rules and they're making it up as they go. And I get we have a deadly virus, but then if it's so deadly, why are we having lines and lines and lines, you know, outside Costco? Yet you can't go to the dentist. Now, the dentist rules have been eased up. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. But still, there's a lot of things the dentists are not allowed to do. Yet, again, you can go to Walmart. And I like Walmart. I'm a fan of Walmart. But there's not a lot of rhyme or reason. You know, I mean, if we're really, really on lockdown, then everything's locked down. But if we're going to pick and choose, well, you get to be open, but you don't get to be open, and we'll decide if you get to be open. Meanwhile, we're not living life. And then when we get told that it's going to be 2 years, you know, listen, you can't lose. We talk about engagement, the three E's. You got to engage the one, you got to educate them and enlist them. You're not going to engage us if this is going to drag on and boy who cries wolf, and you're going to scare people. So when we come back, what do you do if your employees are too scared to work? 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the question is if your boss did send you your, and it will be, I think, in a form of a letter, where you have to check off the box, yes or no, to return to work, whether it's this week, next week, whatever, would you go? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don writes, I would go back to work today if I could, and I would just wear a mask while there. I am so afraid. By the time we get the casinos and other places where large groups gather reopened, it might be too late for a lot of businesses. Teresa writes, 2 years? Is it true, or are they just saying that to scare us? Is this a push for male voting? Yeah, when you hear that, experts are saying, nope, this is going to now last 2 years, or there's going to be a resurgence, right, November 1st, or, you're like, wait a second here, okay, you guys, this is just really, really, flu didn't keep us from the ballot boxes, really, it does make you start to scratch your head. Now, as a doctor, though, I have to still be very, very honest. I don't expect this virus to go away. I don't. I expect this virus to keep coming back. I wouldn't be surprised if it was seasonal. What's a virus? Viruses live, just like bacteria, just like fungi and parasites. Well, there is no doubt we are going to, this fall, be exposed to bacteria. Just like you're going to be exposed in an hour or in 1 minute or 1 second to bacteria or viruses. Or now, we don't want a deadly virus. We don't want a virus that consumes us and forces us to go on a ventilator, which now is being debated whether that was the proper treatment at all. But, there is no doubt we are going to be exposed. This coronavirus, coronavirus, flu, yeah. It's going to be a nasty fall and winter just like they all are. Does that mean we need to change things around during the election? Does it mean we need to, So, Chase writes, if you don't play pickleball, you are missing out. A bunch of us from our class used to play multiple times a week before they chained the courts up. Oh, okay. All right. So, okay. Now, I didn't know that. Okay, see, so that shows, I'm a Generation Xer. The millennials, that was one of my students, the millennials, they play pickleball. So, oh boy, I just aged myself. Oh, well, it's okay. They know I'm in my 40s. What are you going to do? So, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If you got the letter saying you could go back to work, would you go? So, according to Fox News, they report on a study that Bloomberg reported on from the CDC. At the University of Minnesota, suggesting there are several reasons why COVID-19 containment will be challenging. Among them is the theory that those not showing symptoms may be infectious. Yeah, there's a lot of people out there that might not have it, which is why you have this paranoia and you have a bunch of people out there going, I'm not going to be around clients or customers. They said it has been widely reported that without a proven treatment, vaccine, or cure, governments will have to limit social interaction. The coronavirus is highly contagious and most dangerous to the elderly population with those with comorbidities. We are hearing that in many of these states, the majority of the deaths happened to people who had underlying heart disease or underlying high blood pressure or diabetes. Makes sense? I'm not going to debate that. They're right about that. Health officials in the U.S. believe that shelter-in-place orders contributed to a lower-than-expected infection rate. I get asked this all the time. Yes, I think it helped. We didn't like it, but it did help. Did it have to be to this degree? Did we get accurate numbers and accurate reporting of the numbers of cases? Was the hype built up? Were we not given the whole story on why we saw people in body bags? Were they, people who died of natural causes, of heart attacks, of other things as well? And, the hospitals had them in bags. I told you in the 90s when I had a kidney stone, I didn't get a room. I was, in the hallway on a gurney. Just like a lot of patients we're seeing now with coronavirus. You see pictures of, they're in gurneys. Yet I'm hearing from a lot of hospitals going, we're kind of quiet. It's dead around here. There's nothing going on. So Dr. Fauci, who directs the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, told the coronavirus in a coronavirus press meeting that the world may never return to normal. He said when we get back to normal, we will go back to the point where we can function as a society. If you want to get back to pre-coronavirus, that might not ever happen in the sense that the threat is there. He wants us to be prepared for resurgence next year. That's why there's such a big push. Some people don't believe we're going to have a vaccine for a while. In fact, one report says that a vaccine may not be available until 2036. Are you kidding me? 2036? I don't know where the hell they're getting this. I'm trying to read it. I saw it, and I didn't evaluate it to the degree I needed to before the show because I saw it right before it went on air. But, that to me means they're not very, or it could be a typo. But it's saying right here, coronavirus vaccine may not be available till the year 2036. Now, could it be because, like the flu, it keeps changing each year. So are we going to have a universal flu vaccine? We might not have a universal flu vaccine this decade. But, you know, can we have some vaccine? I think we might. But they said if the steps are followed, it could be 16 years before a vaccine is available. Based on academic research, preclinical trials, phases 1-3 of clinical trials, building factories, and FDA approval. 16 years. Looks like it's not a typo. So, you know, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are in a dilemma now where you have small businesses going, okay, look, you know what? We're going to brush off the dirt, and we're going to get this economy reopened, okay? I'm going to hire my staff back. I have to. Government gave me money to hire them back. And now we're hearing from employees going, nope, I'll pass. And you're like, well, why not? And many of them aren't going to say, well, it's because we're making more money on unemployment, even though that's, you know, obviously been understood, right? And by the way, the extra money doesn't end until July 31st. So you might see employees want to come back in August, but the extra $600 a week, most people are going to be getting until July 31st. But what many employees are saying is, I don't feel safe. And they might not be lying. I'm not accusing them of lying. They might not feel safe. What would you rather do? Be home with your kids? Feeling safe at home and not being exposed to something? Or would you rather be at work making less money and being exposed to the virus? Of course. People aren't going to want to go back. But the same sort of passion for America that we used to shut down, and boy, were people grumpy, but we did our parts. No, the majority of us did. We're like, look, if America needs us to hunker down, if America needs us to, you know, work from home, if America needs us to do this, we'll do it. What if America needs you to get back to work? What if America needs you to, you know, take your job back? A lot of people don't want to. So now we have employers and small business owners going, I can't open up. Now, you will find people who will want to work. You have a lot of people out there that, you know, problem is you really want your employees. You really do. You love your employees. You know, you have relationships with them. You don't want them to be kicked off unemployment because they don't want to come back to work. And you don't want to be having to answer, why are you forcing me to come back to work? Now, some states are looking at, this is what we'll do. If somebody is too afraid to go back because of coronavirus, we'll still let them get unemployment. So some states may help people through that decision, saying, look, just, you know, if you don't want to, and mind you, a lot of people take care of elderly, you know, families or, you know, young children that might be immunocompromised or, you know, so, you know, mind you, there are a lot of employees out there going, I just can't put my family at risk. But how do we reopen if we don't have enough people wanting to jump in and reopen? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.